Is your child telling fibs? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Tracy Alloway, psychologist at the University of North Florida, examines the nature of lying by children.
Lying is relatively common in childhood. In our study, we wanted to look at the relationship between lying and working memory, the ability to remember and process information. This is an important issue, as lying involves keeping multiple pieces in mind in order to tell a successful lie. So we designed a study with 6 and 7-year-old children. First, we tested their working memory. Then we asked them a series of questions. The very last question, the children would only know the correct answer if they actually peeked at the back of the card. So we left the card on the table, and we left the room, and we told them, "Don't peek when we're out of the room." When we came back in the room, the first question we asked them was, "Did you peek?" The majority of the children who peeked lied about it and said they did not. We then asked them the answer to a question of a fake cartoon. We asked them to tell us the character in the cartoon Space Boy. They would only know that answer if they actually looked at the back of the card. Then we asked them the final question. We asked them how they knew that was the correct answer. The children with good working memory were able to come up with very plausible and believable explanations. They would say things like, "It's my favorite cartoon. I watch it every Saturday." The children with poor working memory were not as quick on their feet, and they would answer things like, "Oh, I don't know. I just thought of it." So in this study, we were able to establish the relationship between having a good working memory and being able to come up with a creative lie. But take heart if you're a parent and your child does lie. At least you know they're smart.
That was Tracy Alloway of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.